countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Now, Janet Heeran is a listener to Countrywide from North Cork, who from time to time sends us an audio letter. This week, she sent us this.
I watched Paddington 2 the other night with my 11-year-old. The antics of the bear who tries to do right but is endlessly in trouble never fails to cheer us up, even when the whole house has COVID. The creator of Paddington, Michael Bond, started writing about the bear's adventures in the 1950s. Travelling on his own across seas and continents looking for a home, Paddington was inspired by Bond's experience of seeing Kinder transport refugee children from Germany and Czechoslovakia arriving in his hometown of Reading on the eve of the Second World War, followed later by child evacuees escaping the aerial bombardment of English cities. Like Paddington, these children travelled alone and carried little suitcases, and their coats had a label attached. In railway stations across England and Europe, parents had covered their children's faces in kisses and tears, tied their scarves tightly, and saying goodbye, hoped that their little ones would find as loving a home as the Browns give Paddington. The Browns didn't plan on adopting a bear, and Paddington certainly tested their patience, but the Browns became happier with Paddington in their home. They found their hearts were big enough to accommodate one more. This spring, farming families are amongst those who've welcomed Ukrainian refugees into their homes. Instead of the screaming of incoming ordnance, the new arrivals now hear the chatter of haggling magpies and the endless baying of new lambs. Rather than tripping over twisted steel, they contend with farm dogs herding their new humans and vying for a rub on the head. The newcomers have to be quick to close the door, not for safety, but to prevent family cats from settling onto their cushions for the day. And at night, the orange burst of bombs is replaced by the soupy glow of the Milky Way. They hope their stay will be short. 5 years ago, my Syrian friend arrived in Dublin Airport with all her belongings in a white UNHCR plastic bag with its blue logo of two people making a house with their arms, the modern equivalent of Paddington's suitcase. I have no Arabic and she has no English, but we talk about our families over strong coffee. We laugh and cry. I know she dreams of her beautiful house in Homs, and I know she hates the endless rain. But her mother, husband, children and now grandson all live here now. Ireland has become a kind of home. 2 days ago, Bantir got word that we would be hosting refugees arriving last night. Within hours, local tradespeople, Mockra, Tidy Towns, IRD Duhallow and neighbours joined the Red Cross and Civil Defence to clear all signs of football and hurling training from the indoor AstroTurf. People scrambled to find interpreters, sort through clothes and buy hairbrushes, toothbrushes and face cloths. As we waited, I looked at the 100 camp beds, each with a pillow and sleeping bag. The war has come to my village. My heart is broken. And so back to Paddington. Before his political career, President Zelensky was an actor. He voiced our favourite bear in the Ukrainian version of Paddington and Paddington 2. He now knows how hard it is for children to leave their home, and we understand how much we in turn need to open our hearts.
That was Janet Heeran from North Cork, and our best wishes to all of those who've arrived in Ireland from Ukraine and to all those in towns and villages, classrooms and workplaces across the country who are doing their very best to make them welcome.